Hello, you goobs. My name is Sean Evans, and this is a podcast where we talk just to talk. Today is a special day, and we'll get to that, but I wanted to do a segment to show my respect. Memorial Day, or as some would call it, Decoration Day, is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. So shout out to all of you, because it takes a special breed of human to do what you all do. If you know someone who has served or is currently serving, do something nice for them. If money is tight, buy them coffee, give them a pat on the back, buy them lunch, because they play a major role in our lives. I saw a lady the other morning. She bought, I saw a guy the other morning. She bought this lady coffee because she was dressed, she was in her scrubs. So if we can do that, we can show love in all areas and in all forms, especially with everything that's going on worldwide. We are humans. We are meant to appreciate one another on a daily basis. And the people who are on the front lines are just as important as the people on the sidelines. And that always makes me think of movies, because it takes a lot to put together. The financial backing, writing, the directing, the acting, even the light guy. His job may be turning the lights on and off, but without him, I guess you would have to turn the lights on yourself. But you know what I mean. But anyway, in other news, space news. I love space, if you guys haven't noticed yet. But China recently launched a prototype spacecraft, and their goal is to establish a permanent space station and eventually, get to the moon, like a checkpoint. I also heard some news about them landing on the dark side of the moon sometime in 2019, last year, or the far side of the moon, a side of the moon that we never see. Whatever that means, sounds kind of shady. But did you hear about Space Force? What is Space Force even for, you ask? Well, I looked up some information from the official site spaceforce.mil, and here's a quote. Space has become essential to our security and prosperity, so much so that we need a branch of our military dedicated to its defense. Just like we have branches of the military dedicated to protecting and securing the air, land, and sea. What are we scared of? Freaking aliens. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more directed to catastrophic space debris. I know they're working on strategies of avoiding another Big Bang, but we'll see. We're working fast. We already know that space travel will be available to the public, and you can bet your grandma's cookies that I'm going to be there. Would I live on the moon? Probably not. Maybe 6 months there, and then 6 months in the Keys. But we'll see where the world takes us. In late January of this year, 2020, SpaceX launched its fourth satellite that will provide 5G services worldwide. Okay, great. We got the fastest internet connection, but there is a lot of speculation about long-term effects on our brain and even reproductive system, our insides. So it's new technology, and perhaps we as humans will adapt to the new radio frequencies, but how do we know what it will do in 20 years? We just got it. Like I said, it's new technology, and you guys can look this up. Or it was just released to the public, and they've been running tests for years now, and we'll never know anything. But anyway, it's a special day. I finally got my dad on the podcast, and we're back at it. We're back at it, and super grateful for him to be here today. Another day, another year. Yeah. And something to be grateful for. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How would you be doing on your birthday? I'm doing
pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, I know a lot of you guys, it's either you don't want to work on your birthday, or you go to work on your birthday and you're like, damn, it's my birthday. Why am I here? But
just another day. Just another day.
Yeah.
God blessed us one more time.
Yeah. And I had to get this story. I know we tried doing this podcast a little while ago, but we got cut off. But you still surf.
Yeah.
You still surf. And the other day, I went with you to the beach, because I guess it was like perfect. Mm-hmm. And there was probably like 10 surfers out there, maybe more. But you were out there, and I saw you just like walk the beach. And I took a video of you, but you like walked the beach with your surfboard and then just kind of made your way. And I lost you in the crowd because the sun was, mm-hmm. beaming off the ocean. But yeah, you have so much to say about it. And I just had to get that on the podcast. When you get out there, like, what does it feel like?
It's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, you get out there and you forget about the real world and problems or whatever. You know, you forget about everything except for that wave, because, and you can't like try to strong arm it, because it will kick your ass. So you just gotta become one of the wave, you know, and you just, it's such a great feeling when you finally catch your first wave and you just, you feel your board under your feet and you're just gliding along there. It's just like the best feeling in the world. And you know, you're not thinking about what you gotta do when you get out of the water. You gotta go to work or whatever. So you try to do it early, you know, so you can get your mind right for the whole day. So you can be out there and part of what God left for us here, created for us here, and appreciate it. That's what it's about, son.
Yeah.
And family. You gotta appreciate your family. And you gotta appreciate what's right in your silly face.
Agreed. So, agreed. That's it. You've lived all over.
Yeah.
You lived in California. Was that the first time when you started surfing? Or did you kind of surf, you know?
Well, I lived in California, yeah. When I was about, I guess I was about 18 when I tried to surf a little bit. I never got any good, you know? I'm not some ripper, you know? But I caught a couple of waves. But California was different in those days, son.
I bet.
Yeah,
I mean, like, what are we talking like? It was like 1980, late 1980s or earlier?
Yeah, it was 1979, actually.
That's right.
And early 80s. But California was just different then. The people were different. Just the way of life was different. I mean, you got a different vibe when you walk down the street, like Newport, Laguna Beach, even...
What do you mean new vibe? Like,
I mean like the beach vibe. The beach vibe is like nobody's in a hurry. Okay, you're gonna get it. You'll get there and you'll get it done. But you're gonna get it done when you get it done. You know, you're not gonna get up at 5:30 because Joe Blow wants you there at 7. You're gonna get there at 9 when you're done surfing and after breakfast. You know.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just a way of thinking, but it got so fast out there that people just lost touch with that somehow. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, when I visited California, it was 2016. It was July, I believe, or late June, I don't remember. But we went to... We flew from Orlando to Las Vegas, Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and the goal was to rent a car, drive up to San Francisco, which we did. And this is a crazy story. I think I told you this, but I haven't told anybody, you know, who's listening to the podcast. So I go ahead and tell the story. So anyway, as you guys know, I want to act and I want to write. I want to direct movies and I want to be behind that in that scene. And when I got to Los Angeles, I had to see The Walk of Stars. And I remember I parked and I started walking on Hollywood Boulevard. And what really set the tone was, you know, where I live, I used to go to this Denny's. And even when I was broke, me and my buddies, we would go and we would have like $10 to our name. And we would go because it was affordable and I loved pancakes. So shout out to you haters out there. Lauren, Alan, I know you don't like pancakes. And we got to talk about that. Yeah, she like...
Wow.
Went out of her way and said, pancakes,
banana
really?
Pancakes either?
I mean, banana pancakes are pretty good.
Right? I mean, come on. Chocolate chip pancakes?
Blueberry. I mean, you got the whole, you know, you got it all.
Oh my gosh, you haven't lived.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't lived. But anyway, I got to this Denny's and I said, all right, I'll have the $4 unlimited pancakes. Because that's how I would do it here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, honey, we don't have the $4 unlimited pancakes. And I was like, damn.
Whoa.
So that kind of set the tone. So, you know, after I ate, I, ended up walking the Walk of Stars, and I almost cried. I know that sounds like super cheesy, but I almost cried. It was really dirty.
Yeah.
There was a lot of homeless around. You take the wrong street, you're in Koreatown. Not that it's a bad thing.
Worst part of LA, actually. One of the very worst parts of LA. It always has been, though. We call it Hollyweird.
Hollyweird.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool. It's Hollywood, you know? You got to experience it. And you got to do, like you said, you got to look at the stars, read all the famous names. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, so there really is.
It's worth all the weirdness. Yeah, you know, that's why we just call it Holly Weird. It's not out of disrespect, really. It's just the way it is, you know?
Perfectly put. So I was in LA for a few days, and we went up to San Francisco. And man, that was wild. I mean, everything is so close together, and you already know, you know, that it's extremely expensive just based off of everything. But anyway, I got there and I was in Koreatown, which is a cool time, you know. I like, you know, the Asian culture. I like their food, you know. I even like anime, not that much anymore, but I used to watch Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Yakusho. So if you're listening out there, you're an anime lover, just don't, you know, come at me because I don't watch it anymore. I just used to have love for it. I know you guys are some tough guys out there. But anyway, I posted a picture, and this girl, this old friend, her name was Margo. And I was in San Francisco, and I posted this picture. I guess, yeah, it was at Koreatown. And she said, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm in San Francisco." "Why?" "What?" Yeah, and she was like, "What?" So mind you, this is a girl that I met here in Florida like 5-6 years ago.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. And
small world.
It's a small freaking world. Anyway, she's like, "I'm in San Francisco." I'm like, "This is weird." So we meet up, you know, we get lost in San Francisco. We're having a blast. And when it was time to say goodbye, we said, you know, goodbye. But what we did, I ended up spending like a few days with her in the city. And I remember we would wake up at like 5:30. And then we would start running outside at about 6.
Lots of hills, though.
Lots of hills. But also, almost every single person I met there, like you said, it was just a different vibe.
Yeah.
It was like completely different. And I don't even know how to explain it. It was just, it felt different.
You have to experience it.
You have to experience it. But I love California. I don't know if I would ever want to live there. I know they say if you want to act, you got to get to LA. But nowadays, I mean, I've been thinking about Atlanta. Maybe even Miami, you know? We got to be somewhat close, you know what I mean? We're just now getting into it.
Miami, maybe. Atlanta, no. You can
have Atlanta. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean...
Been there, done that. Yeah. I mean, you know, in California, maybe in a few years, we'll be California again, and we can all have a beautiful place to go visit on the West Coast, you know?
Hell yeah.
There we go. I mean, that's, got to think positive, man.
Exactly. Was there ever, I spoke about this in one of my podcasts. I was talking to Troy, and Troy was like, I guess we were talking about where we've lived and where we've gone to. And I said, you know, I like the South, but I got to get out West. I got to experience more of the out West. I've never been to Washington. I want to spend more time in like Utah. You know, I just see some rocks.
you need to go to Northern California for sure. I made my way close to almost made it there, ran out of money and didn't quite make it all the way as far north as I wanted to. But that area north there and what you're talking up above there is the most beautiful country in the United States.
It really is. That's where my heart is. Like just like Northern California. That was,
you know, not that you have to live there, but you've got to go out there and spend a little time, you know, and feel the beauty, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Man. So we always like tell stories from back in the day. And you know, you got some pretty funny ones.
Yeah.
And you know, I know Adam, you're listening to this, so these stories usually include the two of us. But man, we were knuckleheads back in the day. But I wanted to get this story. You and I've talked about it plenty of times, but I'm talking about the fort that you built. That you built at this place in Georgia. It wasn't little. Come on, man.
I just built y'all something to play on. It was like a little swing thing.
It was not a swing thing? Dude, this thing was literally I don't even know how to explain it. It wasn't a playground. It was, you know, it was awesome. And, you know, we were talking about that the other day, and I don't know, like, what inspired that. Obviously, you just wanted us to have fun, be outside. Yeah. Like that's the house all. In Heihara, you know?
Yeah.
But I always think about that, and man, it was just such a good memory.
Well, I'm glad, you know, at least you have that. I built that thing for you guys because all the kids always loved you when you were young, and they still do, obviously. But anyway, And it was a way that I didn't have to worry about you. I knew you were at home because there was a badass little swing set that I built.
Don't call it a swing set.
All right, what do you want to call it? A little jungle gym thing or whatever?
It had
a little ladder you could crawl up on one end. What a platform, had a pole you could slide down if you wanted to. Had a little rackety bridge you had to cross. I mean, it wasn't really that much. I mean, it was nice for a kid, but it was easy for me to do. It only took me like one day to do it.
Yeah, so, that's true.
And y'all were happy, and all the kids would come over and play, and I knew where y'all were. Y'all were home. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have to go find you when it was dinner time or whatever, you know? Yeah. I mean, really, I was just wanted y'all to have fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Today's your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Man. Happy birthday to you, man.
Yeah, just another day, though, you know? Yeah. I mean, it seems like more people know it was my birthday today than ever. Because of Facebook, and that's why I'm kind of
always with Facebook.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to do this podcast. I'm a little leery of this shit, yeah. You know? I mean, who the hell's going to be stalking me next, you know? One of my exes or something? Oh, my
God. Nah, you don't got to worry about that.
Please help me, Lord. Don't let that happen, people, whoever's listening. Don't share this with people that don't like me, please.
Yeah, I don't think you got to worry about that. Seems like a good group of people who listen to it. Like, people are, you know... They're just wanting to listen.
We live in a no-drama free zone here. No drama. I have a sign out on my porch. When you come to my house, there's no drama. Drama days are over, okay? So, just putting that out there so y'all know if y'all don't want to come over.
No drama. And I feel that. It drains you. It's no fun.
Right.
But this is paradise. And... I spoke about this in the podcast that we first started, but when the COVID-19 virus happened, you know, we all either lost our jobs or hours were cut. You know, we all were affected. And the restaurant that I was working at, it shut down for like a month and a half. And it was like 4 days when they shut, 4 days after the shutdown, I was getting just... tired of just sitting around, and you know, the gym was closed, my friends were just locked up in their houses, like, and I understand, but it was like 4 days after that you're like, yeah, you can come work with me. And man, we've been working for 2 months and we've been just having a blast. Yeah. And I've been learning so much, and I mean that, like, everything that we do, no idea what I'm doing. You know, and I'm constantly looking to make sure, like, you know, your body language, you know, when you're looking at my work, you're like, I don't know.
You always try to read too much into things. No, actually, you've been a blessing to me, you know. I was struggling trying to have enough work because everybody's scared. Oh, my God, are you infected? Do you have masks? Do you have wipes? Yes, I have all that stuff. You know, whatever was going to make you happy, just... Can I have the job now?
Yeah, the lady made us, she like watched us wash her hands that one time.
People are a little freaky here, just like everywhere, you know. But, you know, we've been busy. We've been working. It hadn't been the funnest of jobs, but we've been making them fun, you know. And working with you has been like the best fucking coworker I've ever had. Even though you don't know a lot of things. You're a quick learner, and you pay attention, you know? I mean, really, if you want a new job and you don't know nothing about it, just pay attention. You'll do well, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're that dude, man.
Appreciate that. It's been a blast. And
yes, we have fun with it, right?
Dude, we have so much fun.
I mean, fuck, we eat when we get hungry. We go to the store when we get thirsty. I mean... We work when we feel like it.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And it's not even work. Like, today we were working at, what would you call them, condo? Like this condo?
Yeah, it's three condos.
Yeah, this three condo unit. And it's literally across the street, but it's on the beach. And, you know, I'm painting while just, you know, with my shirt off, just in the sun, like listening to the waves hit the rocks. And it's not even work. And it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. And my job, the restaurant, they're opening back up. And my boss hit me up and she was like, Because she had already called me and she said, are you coming back? And I know I hesitated and when she asked me and I said, yes, I believe I'll be back. You know, I'll be back. And then a few days passed. I was giving it some thought and I told her the truth. I said, you know, we're working with my dad. It's been awesome. And it not only gives me flexibility, but it also gives me just like time away from that scene of being in, you know, that restaurant and not out of disrespect or anything, you know?
Well, I understand that. It makes me a little nervous because I'm not so well established like I was in Texas. You know, I've only been here 3 years and I'm just starting to build up a clientele and all that bullshit. But it's like we've been blessed with job after job after job ever since I took you on to work with me as a partner. You don't work for me. We're partners.
Yeah, we work together.
So, and it's a great feeling, and I just don't know how to explain it other than it's right. I know I can't offer the money that he's worth. We're doing what we can right now. We're being fair to one another with the money. And, you know, he's right there. He knows every dime that comes in. He knows what's going out. So he knows I'm up and up. And, well, that's just because he's my son, you know. I let him know about all the business. But not only that, the restaurant business is a great thing for my son. He could do well and make very, very good money, better money than he makes with me. Although, because of this silly virus that the Chinese put on us, and I'm sorry if that offends you.
No.
That's exactly what they did. Now, open your eyes and read a little bit if you don't believe me, okay? I don't care if you believe me or not. It's fact. But they put that virus on us, and it has changed the restaurant business forever, at least for this year. I promise you, it will not be 100%. Now, there may be a few, like here in Florida, people are like, you know what? Fuck you and fuck the virus. I'm fucking doing what I want to do. And they do it. And they're doing it. And it's getting more and more and more. But it's going to take the restaurant business quite a while to catch on to reality. And I'm looking at maybe Christmas time. So, yes, I think he actually made the right decision to come to work with me. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
All right. I said it. Even if I'm a, you know, I don't have all that work right now. It just seems to come. We're not doing without yet.
I mean, there's always something to do around here, you know?
Always.
And I love that. It's just staying busy. Like, every time lately, for 2 months, I can genuinely say that the majority of the time, I'll say 80%. 80% of the time during this whole 2 month period, I've been going to sleep feeling like I was productive that day. Like, truly. Yeah. Like, with more knowledge and... Not that I wasn't productive, you know, but yeah.
But you have been. See, you're like a sponge. And you're absorbing everything we've been doing for the past 2 months. And I know the next time we do the same job again, that I can say, hey, dude, you know, you take care of this for me while I go get this other one started. Or something like that. And we can both be a little lucrative with this.
Exactly. Save time, more time efficient, you know? Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm going for.
But we work great together. You know, you don't get an attitude with them. You don't get it, oh, you're going to make me go paint this shit while you do the fucking trim, you know? No. You understand that when you're done with that, you're going to be right there doing the trim with me. And then one day, it's going to be the other way around. What do you feel like doing today? Well, okay, I'll do the painting. You do the trim. You know what I'm saying? And I see that in you because you're absorbing it like a sponge.
Well, I mean, it's not... I'll be honest. Yesterday when we were working in the rain, I was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, yeah,
I thought about it because I've been trying to, self-reflect because everything happens for a reason, right? So... Like, there was a time when I was working in the rain, and I was like, you know, this is kind of nice. Because
I was bullshit.
It was, but it was kind of nice because I had never really worked in the rain, and we had to get that job done, which we did in the rain, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a badass time. And well, like, that was good.
Well, that was my fault, because I was being a lazy ass 2 days ago. We could have had that job done, but I didn't feel like it. I was tired, so we took the day off.
Which isn't a bad thing, you know?
But, you know, working in the rain, we only did it because to appease the owner, the homeowner, our client, because we know we're going to get more work from these people. And because if we did that and did what we did yesterday in the rain, now we've got a contract with them and got more work.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's the opportunity.
So everything you do is for a reason. It took me a long time. I was probably 48, 49 years old when I finally realized what life was all about. And that's pretty sad. No, it is, though. It really is. I mean, you're to that point already. And you're a young man. And I say young man because you are truly an outstanding young man. I can call boys your age because they're boys. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say.
Appreciate that. Getting all sentimental over here.
Nah, I'm just being real, dude, you know? I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. Turn it off. You know, whatever. That's why I didn't really want to do this podcast.
Yeah, I know. But we're doing it. Yeah. We've been doing it.
Yeah, and you're gonna be famous one day, son. You know why? Because you're good at it. That's why. Because you're handsome. You got the looks, you got the smarts, you know, you can walk the walk and talk the talk. You're that man.
It's an Evans thing, man.
You're that man, dude. You're him, dude.
Appreciate that.
Make me proud, that's all I'm asking. I don't care if you quit working with me tomorrow. If you got to go make a movie, hell yeah, dude. No problem, I can do this shit without you. All right.
Appreciate that.
All right. So, all the sentimental bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're at 27 minutes. We can cut it off now. We can save the rest for another time. You know, this is a good time to cut it, yeah.
We could do another one.
Well,
another day.
Man, thank you. And I mean that. Thank you again for, you know, being cool with this and doing it for me. And happy birthday. And I hope you guys out there listening, I hope you're, you know, staying focused. And I hope this helped in some way. If it did, let me know. If it didn't, that's cool too. You know, you can find me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. And I just want to thank Anchor for giving us all the opportunity to do this and be a part of this. And yeah, this is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. You have anything else you want to say?
I just want to thank all you crazy people that want to listen to this. You know, thank you for listening.
There, you heard it first, guys. Well, have a good day. Have a good week whenever you listen to this. I appreciate your guys' support, and we'll talk soon. All right, bye.